He is entertaining and informative. He's John DePietro on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and I'm Patricia Raskin from the Patricia Raskin Show, having a hard time saying my name today, at 4 o'clock on Saturdays. And I'm filling in for John DePietro, very excitedly and wonderful opportunity, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And I'm here with my co-host, Nancy Thomas, who's president of Tapestry Communications. She's a public relations and management professional and dear friend and colleague. And we have brought on with us, we were talking about health, we've talked about trends. Now we're going to talk about computers, which has become a big part of our life. And in the studio with us today is Eric Shore, who's the co-owner of Secure Future Tech Solutions, formerly PT Troubleshooters, PC Troubleshooters. And we are going to talk about, well, he talks about Think Like a Hacker.
That's right. That's right. And many of you may have heard Eric on this station because every week he brings a different tech tip to people, whether it's business or personal, to keep our computers safe and our information safe. So it'll be a familiar voice, I'm sure. Thank you for coming into the studio, Eric.
Thanks for having me here.
It was great to have you here. And I think a lot of us may have gotten some new technology for Christmas, and whether it was personal or even things for our business, you know, with the tax incentives to buy products such as computers and technology before the end of the year for tax purposes and all of that. But before we go start to play on all of this equipment and put our passwords in and download our apps, give us some information about security and staying safe, privacy, passwords, all of that, if you would.
Well, I think you mentioned something that's really important. It's about setting up passwords. So I'm sure plenty of us got that new iPad or new phone, perhaps, or laptop or MacBook, whatever your favorite connected device is these days. And a really important thing to do is to make sure that you have a good and strong password on all of your devices. That's very, very important because our lives are on our devices today.
Yes.
We have all of our contacts. We have
everything.
Absolutely everything.
In this little teeny phone, I have everything.
Everything.
And I'm panicked, Eric, if it's not in my possession, like for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, tell me about it. So setting up passwords on your devices is key. That's really essential.
Different.
Yeah, that
on
was
all of
my
our devices.
Question.
Yeah.
Should they be different? But then we forget them.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because that's a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So many of us have numerous passwords to keep track of. Well, there's actually a great program that I recommend to my clients called Dashlane. That's Dashlane.
Oh, great.
And so it's Dashlane.com.
Okay.
And that's a password management program.
Oh, wow.
It actually keeps track of all of your passwords.
Instead of that big yellow legal pad I have.
Oh, yeah. That's really bad. Don't
do that. Put right next to my computer.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. So what Dashlane does is you install the program on all of your devices. It can be your computer. It can be your iPhone. It can be your iPad. It can be your Droid. And then you select one really secure password. And that then logs in and sets up, and you can get all the other passwords, and it can even log in for you. It's the best thing ever. It really is.
Is that a free app, or is that?
They have a free version, and they have a paid version as well. So,
you know, I heard a talk by someone in government who is, I think it was CIA, and one of the things he said is you should have all different passwords. And I said, oh, I won't remember them. So do you think that you should, if you use this program, you should have many different passwords?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the best things about Dashlane is it can create a password for you. You don't even have to know what your own password is. As long as you know what the master password is, it will generate passwords for you. So
I'm going to change my
password. All of your banking websites, all of your shopping websites, any website, it can keep track of it for you and then log you in as well. So that's something that really takes security up a notch.
All right.
To help
any questions about computers, security, anything, call us right now, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. Our guest in the studio is Eric Shore, and he's the co-owner of Secure Future Tech Solutions. All right.
All right. So I mentioned briefly the tax incentives for companies. to purchase durable goods and equipment. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Well, Congress gave us a Christmas present this year for all you business owners out there. So
we have a few days left.
they approved Section 179 and made it permanent. Mm-hmm. So that means that up to $500,000 worth of equipment can be written off this year. So you don't have to depreciate it over the course.
Computers included.
Computers included. Computers, equipment, heavy equipment, cars. There's a lot of different things. And so that was a wonderful gift, and they made it permanent. So now, even though we only have a few days left this year to act on it, the $500,000 limit will be good for next year as well.
Wasn't it less than that before? It
was $25,000 up until just a few days ago, just before Christmas, they extended it. So that's a great opportunity to invest in your company's future and to get some new technology stuff.
So they wanted to buy new computers or printers or scanners, things like that.
Servers. IT infrastructure. You know, if you're running older equipment, and what I mean by older equipment is anything that's older than 5 years old is old in the technology world. Mm-hmm. It may be time to...
And it runs old, too. It runs slower.
Well, it runs slower. That's the thing. If you want to keep up to date, because technology is a benefit and an advantage to a business. So companies that get it, you know, they have very good technology so that they can service their clients better.
Tell us what you do for your clients, Eric.
Well, so I started Secure Future Tech Solutions actually as PC Troubleshooters 23 years ago. So we rebranded a couple years ago because we have a security focus now, but we're IT managers. So that means we come into a business and we take care of all of their technology, whether it be computers, you know, whatever kind of office technology that there is in the business, you know, we provide network engineers and technicians to manage it, maintain it, and also to be involved in the planning process to help companies work smarter using technology. So that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the main mistake, or if you will, correction that people need to make? Is it that they don't back up their material? What do you see that is a major problem?
I mean, that's definitely one of them. But what I see quite often is there are some businesses that just don't get it. They don't understand that technology is an investment in their future. Mm-hmm. Technology is an investment in their business. It's not necessarily a cost, even though there is an expense to it, obviously. But when you invest in technology smartly and you use it to improve your business, it actually helps the bottom line. So I see that a lot. Some people just, you know, want to spend as little as possible. And then there are other companies that really fully get technology and they want to make smart investments to help their businesses grow.
What about the backups like the ones in the cloud? Those backups versus getting an external hard drive backup?
Well, there's a combination.
Should we do both?
There's a combination, and I think you hit it on the head there. We should do both. We should have an on-site backup that somebody monitors and maintains, and I do that for numerous accounts. And then also that on-site backup needs to be backed up off-site to the cloud as well, and you want to make sure that it's at a secure location. That protects you against all kinds of threats, fires, thefts, you know, anything that could happen to your office locally.
So, all right. I just want to let folks know. Call us, 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800, toll-free, 321-9776. Your questions for Eric Shore, anything having to do with viruses, computers, what should you get, how do you run it? He's the expert.
Mm-hmm. I think we saw some weather issues. You know, we're hearing about them in the country right now, but certainly in Rhode Island, you know, locations that had never flooded before that were flooded a year or so ago. I think that's a very interesting topic about computer safety. You know, how do you – so say a company flooded that was your client and you did their backup. What would they do?
Well, that's actually happened. So in March of 2010, we had some very serious flooding. I'm sure all of you remember. And a few of my clients in Warwick, their buildings were underwater, even 6 to 8 feet of water. So fortunately, we were backing them up. And that's why an offsite backup is important because, you know, we were able to get all of their data back. So you really have to have a plan, a disaster recovery plan. You have to think about
ahead of time,
right? Because you don't want to figure this stuff out on the fly when the floodwaters are rising or something is going on.
You know, Nancy, you told me a story which made me a little nervous. I'd like you to tell Eric, because it's something that, you know, could happen. because we are so technology dependent.
Right.
So you talked about, you heard Ted Koppel.
Ted Koppel, yes.
Go
last
ahead.
Night on the news, he was being interviewed about his new book called Lights Out. And he was talking about, they were interviewing him about, you know, he got into this process where he interviewed people in security positions in the government about how can we be hacked? And that's another, I know you do a lot with Think Like a Hacker. And I right away my ears perked up and I was listening to what he was talking about. And he said, we've already been hacked. You know, our grid systems are already, you know, whether it's Russia or China or Korea or whatever the country is, they're already figuring out, they're in our systems, they know what they can do with a flick of a switch. And they apparently haven't done too much of it, but some of it. And you've seen grid systems go down. But he was talking about... you know, lights out and really taking down heating systems, electrical systems, air conditioning systems, and how dramatic that could be for our country, sort of beyond, before we were talking about war and terrorism. That's certainly terrorism. But it was interesting because he was talking about the lowest common denominator in communications technology and, you know, buy a radio and have lots of batteries. You know, ham operators that were functioning in 9/11 where cell phone towers were either destroyed or they were overwhelmed.
So maybe you could
comment about that a little bit, about our computer systems and
Well, it's a reality of our world today. We all depend on this technology and it is connected. And you know what? There are threats out there. You know, the world can actually be a pretty scary place. So all governments, all major governments today have cyber warfare units, ours included. We probably have the best, our country probably has the best resources available out there. So while our systems can be compromised, so can theirs as well, too. So I'm not worrying about it too much. I mean, obviously, there is a threat. I don't like to think about doomsday scenarios
right.
or whatever.
Should we have radios? Should we have batteries? Or if we back up our things... Will that help? That will certainly help.
Well, I think being prepared never hurts.
Right.
So have that stuff. You know, I have a little emergency radio at my house. It's a solar powered radio, and I have certain things as well. But you know, I'm not worrying about it too much. But at the end of the day, Ted Koppel was right. You know, I'm sure our country has been compromised. There are many situations that's happened. But, you know, our government does the same thing as well.
Sure.
And, you know, I think it kind of balances itself out because if another government were to attack a cybersecure warfare, we could do the same thing
That's
to them.
That's why he said it hasn't happened yet because they know
so
we could do worse.
So there's some deterrence there. Mm-hmm. There's some deterrence there, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we've got, let's see, how many minutes do we have? We have one. So, you know, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we really want to talk about Think Like a Hacker.
Yes.
About preventing hackers from getting into your computer.
Got it.
And we're taking your calls, folks, right after the break, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. And our guest is Eric Shore. And Eric Shore is the co-owner of Secure Future Tech Solutions, formerly PC Troubleshooters. I'm here with Nancy Thomas, my co-host today and tomorrow, very happily. And we're right here for you. This show is for you. We're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back with Eric right after the break.
John DePetro. He is entertaining and informative. He's John DePetro on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Hi, everyone, and we are back. I'm Patricia Raskin, and I'm filling in for John DePetro today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can hear me on Saturdays at 4 p.m. right here on WPRO, and will be in my ninth year in January, which is very exciting. I'm here with my co-host, Nancy Thomas. She's the president of Tapestry Communications. She's a writer and public relations and management professional, dear friend and colleague. And we have with us in the studio today Eric Shore, who's the co-owner of Secure Future Tech Solutions, formerly PC Troubleshooters. And we have a question from Gail from Hope Valley. Your question for Eric.
Yes. Hi, Eric. My question is, I already have a computer. It has the program Vista. However, I was given a laptop for Christmas, which would now have the Windows 8. I'd like to keep both. How do I go about doing that?
You'd like to move files back and forth between the two, or?
I would like to have them both, you know, in the same program. I would like to be able to. I didn't know if I need to have Wi-Fi at the house to do this, or do I need to notify my Cox cable company that, you know, I'm going to add another system?
Well, you definitely would want to make sure that you have, you know, for your laptop, make sure that you have Wi-Fi in your house. You'd need to buy a Wi-Fi router or a firewall for the house so you can move the laptop around and use it wherever. And as far as, you know, kind of using both computers, keeping both computers, what I would recommend that you do is subscribe to a service like Dropbox. Dropbox allows you to keep all of your files in sync. So you could have your files on your Vista computer, or you can have your files on your Windows 8 computer.
I love Dropbox, by the way. It really saves
me.
It's everywhere.
Program. It's
I can get all of my files, everything I'm doing, right from my phone through Dropbox.
Oh, it's fantastic. It just makes it so easy to work across multiple devices and have the same file there. Yeah.
Gail, does that answer your question?
Yes, and how do I go about getting Dropbox?
Go to Dropbox.com, and they'll set up a free account for you. How about that?
Okay, fine. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
Take care, Gail.
Help.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So I wanted to get back for a second to your Think Like a Hacker. I know you do seminars about that. We talk about it on the radio in your spot. So talk about hacking in for 2016. I mean, we see the one out now where, you know, everything is stopped and you have to pay a ransom, and the ransomware, you know, which is terribly, you know, disconcerting to think that, and there's really no way around that once that hits your system. But
several of my clients have been hit by ransomware this year, and it's a very scary thing. And what happens is, they typically get an email. An employee or somebody at the company gets an email. It's usually an email that looks fairly legitimate. It might be from FedEx or UPS.
Yes.
Or,
I've gotten those.
Yeah, or a fax message, perhaps.
I'm aware of them and savvy about them.
Yeah, and the employee will open up the message and nothing happens. But silently in the background, the ransomware is encrypting all of the data. And what encrypting means is it means it scrambles all of your data. And then when it's done, it pops up a message and demands a ransom to get your files back. It's pretty devastating. I've seen this devastate several businesses.
What do you do?
Well, so you have two choices. You can pay the ransom and get your files back, or you can not pay the ransom. So it's very hard. Mm-hmm. And so typically what we've done with our clients, since we back up all of our clients,
right,
we don't pay the ransom. We restore the data from backup and, you know, clean up their computers, and then they're fine.
Mm-hmm. But this has even impacted police departments and fire departments.
I believe
government.
The Swansea Police Department had to pay a ransom because they didn't have a good backup. And so with this going on, what Lisa and I, Lisa co-owns the business with me. She's she's my wife and also vice president of marketing. What we decided to do was we wrote a seminar called Think Like a Hacker.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Think Like a Hacker is all about is it's training companies and their teams on what to look for so that they can protect themselves. Because that's half the battle right there.
Right.
All right. We've got a caller. Elizabeth from Newport. Your question for Eric.
Yes. Good morning. I know I don't have much time.
Go ahead.
But I'd like to stream into Boston at night, WBZ, and everything will go fine. And then a half an hour, everything will just freeze up.
Mm.
And I'll have to turn the computer or start over. And
is that a streaming
issue? It
just goes
on and on.
Yeah, that's an internet issue, and that's something that you should probably call your internet provider on. It may be your router as well. You know, you might need a newer router at the house.
That one, it says like it's buffering.
Yeah, in other words, it's a bad connection to that signal. Does it happen anywhere else or any other time, or just when you're listening to a radio?
I think she's off air at the moment, but how would that, what would you say, if she's online?
Yeah, I mean, if she's online and it's just happening to one particular site, it may be an issue with that particular site. If it's across the board, I would call your internet provider.
All right. Eric, it's been a pleasure having you on. How can people find you?
Well, you can reach me at 401-921-2607. That's my office number. Or you can always find me on the web at securefuturetech.com.
Mm-hmm. And listen for tech tips here on this station during the Gene Valicenti show a couple times a week. And Eric's on for like a minute spots and gives you all different tech tips.
Yeah. Eric, it was great to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Eric.
Now, next up, folks, for those people who are not always organized and sometimes get scattered and feel a little out of control, We have the organizing expert. Her name is Kristen McCray. She's the owner of Organizing in Rhode Island. She's an organizing and efficiency expert, and she writes a column also for Go Local Prov. And you're just going to hear some great things. I actually haven't told her this yet. She reminds me of Mary Poppins, you know, the spit spot. You know, you fly down, and like in a second, it's like poof. She can do that. All right, folks, you're listening to the Patricia. No, you're not. You're listening to the John DePietro Show. I'm Patricia Raskin. You got to go on Saturday for the other show. And I'm here with Nancy Thomas, who is my terrific co-host today. We'll be up with Kristen McCray right after the break, right here on the John DePietro Show. And I'm so happy to be here. And John has a well-deserved vacation. We're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. Stay tuned, folks. The news is up next.